Cape Talk. Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
And the worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by OUTsurance. SMS OUT to 30674 now, and you could save on car insurance. And if you don't, ask them for 500 Rand. Good morning, Adam Gilchrist. Been looking at some of the visuals on the Taiwan earthquake. 7.7 measured on the Richter scale. They're looking at the aftermath. It's bad, but it could have been a whole lot worse.
Absolutely, yes. We know that so far 9 people died as a result of this earthquake in Taiwan, but more than 1,000 people injured. But also, 90 or so people are still trapped in collapsed tunnels and on mountainous roads and in rubble as well of collapsed buildings. Some of them inside these tunnels, which, I mean, you think about your average tunnel going under a mountain, you think you're fine there, but not in every case anyway. Some of the boulders blocking the roads I've seen are basically the size of trucks. These are huge things. They don't shift in a hurry. So getting aid around and finding people, getting rescue teams around, again, takes a bit of time. The epicenter, thankfully, not that close to the capital Taipei, but still quite close to Hualien City. There were pre-tremors, there are after tremors, so those add up to the problems as well. But this is the strongest earthquake to hit Taiwan in 25 years. And because, you know, we're talking about that, an especially powerful earthquake, and yet a death toll of 9 so far, that's relatively low because Taiwan has spent 25 years trying to earthquake-proof its buildings, like Japan. They take the threat seriously and they do something about it. And I don't know, look at my own country sometimes. We know about the threat of flooding in particular. And what have we done about it? Not nearly enough, frankly.
Yeah, there's this picture of a high-rise building that hasn't totally collapsed, but it's leaning, I think, something like a 45-degree angle. So I don't know if that is part of the anti-earthquake engineering that, yes, you all see some structural collapse, but not total disintegration.
Not wiped out.
Buildings,
exactly.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then in Venezuela, the world's oldest man, he's died at the age of 114.
Yes, I suppose, sadly, he's no longer the world's oldest man. That title passes on. But yeah, just a few weeks before his 115th birthday, he was Juan Vicente Perez Mora, born in May 1909. Doesn't it sound ridiculous saying that? May 1909. Wow. I mean, he has, of course, lived through an extraordinary time of human development. He was born before Venezuela had radio, TV, the phone, or the car. He lived through 2 world wars, 60 years of marriage, comparing the two there. He had 11 children, 41 grandchildren, 18 great-grandchildren, and 12 great-great-grandchildren. He had become an icon of good living. I mean, he became quite famous in Venezuela simply. He was a very simple man, a very simple life, but because he was hardworking, it was all about family and tradition. So even the president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, has paid tribute. His image had got far and wide in his own country. Juan famously once said, the key to his longevity was a glass of aguardiente every single day. Aguardiente is essentially, from what I found, I don't think I've ever had any, is a kind of throat-burning Spanish fire water, a kind of brandy-ish, only rougher than that. One of those a day, wow, yeah, keeps you going, apparently.
Message you asked, what did he die of? You know what? At 114. I'm 39 years old, and I have an acute diagnosis of being sick of life. So I think at 114, I give it to him. He's run a race, Adam Gilchrist.
He's done well. Yeah. Then, you may have 76 more years and beat his record. It's possible.
And then finally, what can you do? What can you do in 0.3 seconds? Because there's a crazy basketball rematch involving Ireland.
Isn't this crazy? We're not making this up, are we? 2 Irish basketball teams, they have been ordered to replay the final 0.3 of a second of their quarterfinal match. Limerick Sport Eagles versus Portlaoise Panthers. Originally, it finished 80-78 to the Eagles about 10 days ago or so. But after an appeal and the counter-appeal and everything else, it's found that the Eagles won with free throw points that were awarded after the final buzzer, when the foul that had been that had taken place had actually gone at the same time as the final buzzer. In other words, they don't think the free throws should have happened, therefore the Eagles shouldn't have won. Appeals, counter appeals, mass appeals. Now a final decision not to replay the whole match, but just that final third of a second. They will apparently reconvene this week. I can't think there'll be an enormous number of fans who'll go for 0.3 of a second. I mean, it is daft as a brush, or daft as a couple of brushes with a stopwatch, frankly. But too late to be an April Fool. You wonder, could this only happen in Ireland? Or are we all too stupid to have done this as well?
And in the short pause, match over, 0.3 seconds. Adam Gilchrist, looking forward to chatting tomorrow. Stay well.